I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. How do swallows know how to get back to Capistrano? For that matter, how do birds all over the world know how to return home or make those long treks back from their winter resting places to their spring nesting places? Scientists may be close to solving that mystery. Here with the details is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Hi, Ira.
Hi there.
Now, this has always been one of the biggest mysteries of science. How do birds know how to navigate?
That's true. There is some general agreement, though, among scientists that birds find their way around the planet by using the Earth's magnetic lines, you know, those lines that run from the poles, one pole to the other, as a compass, much like, you know, Boy Scouts and sailors do, although today they use GPS systems, but that's another story. But what is up for debate is, what is the compass made out of? If they have a compass in their bodies, what is it made out of? Now, you know, your dime store compass has a needle made out of a bit of magnetized iron. So one idea is that perhaps a bit of magnetic iron exists in the beaks or the brains of birds. And experts have been looking for evidence of that iron, and there were lots of claims of finding it. But now researchers at the University of California at Irvine say their experiments show that this metallic iron just won't do the trick. There's got to be something else.
So, Ira, why couldn't there be a piece of metal in their beak? Would it just weigh them down? Would they crash into a light pole or something?
Well, actually, these scientists conducted experiments which show that the compass must be of a chemical nature and could not really be a chunk of metal. In other words, there's some chemical reaction that's going on in the birds that is influenced by these magnetic fields, and it's this reaction that causes them to align with the natural magnetic fields and find their way home.
And how did scientists figure all this out?
Well, you know, the hardest part of science is coming up with a really clever experiment that explains it. And these scientists did find one. They took 12 robins. I think they're actually European robins, so we must be precise. And they put them in a box, and they turned on an artificial magnetic field. And indeed, the birds reacted as expected. They faced in the correct migratory direction when the field was applied, and it was shifted around a bit, they were properly confused, as they would be. And this once again proved that birds do use some magnetic fields to navigate. But here's the key. The type of magnetic field, one that oscillated or shifted back and forth, it moved too quickly to influence a piece of magnetized iron if one were to be found in the bird. A piece of magnetite wouldn't feel the field, so to speak. But a chemical reaction can be nimble enough to react to such a rapidly moving magnetic field, and thus, this must be the answer.
And so, does that rule out any notion that there's actually a magnet in a bird's beak?
Well, you know, the authors point out that tiny crystals of magnetite have indeed been found in the upper beaks of migratory birds and pigeons. That's how homing pigeons, yeah. But these scientists say that the magnetite may not be to orient the birds, but perhaps as a magnetic mapping system, such as a global positioning system, that tells the birds where they might be at any one time. So, you know, it's a positioning system, not a direction system. In fact, in case there's any misunderstanding about how the chemical system works, I want to quote to you directly from the journal Nature as it explains. It says, an oscillating magnetic field that is in resonance with the splitting between radical pair spin states can perturb a radical pair mechanism by directly driving single-triplet transitions. If that doesn't explain animal magnetism, nothing does.
My demagnetized head is spinning. Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.